Breakfast with Mark Bigley and Jared Walsh.
Tyre Power. Power Up Sale is now on with 25% off on Kumo passenger, SUV and four-wheel drive tyres.
Quarter past eight. Good morning to you. Mark Bickley's tips very soon for the weekend's footy. And also, we've got to give away our Golf Box $150 voucher, the home of the biggest range of golf's best brands. So if you have any last-minute texts, send them in, 0427154166, Bix, before the Brecky Brown. How are you going over there? You're just having a look at some shirts you're going to buy. Real switched on. Yeah.
No, there's a text here that's having a crack at you. Saying it's Junior Rioli. Lift your game.
You tidied that text up. His name is Willie Rioli.
That's right.
So thank you for the text. I appreciate the abuse. But you're wrong. Con and Lena at the Brighton Trophy Centre. The best in SA. We love those guys. Happy birthday, Con. I went to see you for your birthday. Bix, not
well,
so much.
Well, we sort of nominate each year who should go and say happy birthday. And
all right, just start us off with the Brecky Brownlow. We highlight the best and worst parts of the week.
We do indeed. And I'm going one day, and old habits are hard to break, aren't they? And yesterday you had a bit of trouble with Bryce Gibbs' name.
Mark Keane joining us there. He was really impressive, Bix, and a player that I think has surprised a few.
Yeah, no,
I called you Bix then.
You did. It was a bit of a slap in the face, wasn't it? And look,
Bryce is really flat.
Slap in the face.
Safe to say he was flat. We're learning about you, Mark Bickley. Today we've learned that you're wearing the same shirt and you are in our photo shoot that's behind you in Studio Lumo.
Yeah.
We've learned that you used artificial intelligence to put a photo of you and with Alex from Glam.
I was actually there.
We also learned what you like to watch on TV. So they had to see how far they could kick it. And there were three boys in the water. So if the
as men... As in sort of not, yeah, so, not young men.
Yeah, so once they were saved and pulled out of the water.
Buoys.
Are they called buoys?
I don't know. That's what they called them on Baywatch.
Oh, you're a Baywatch guy, were you? Who was your favourite? Mitch.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah, I think that was Mitch.
Was it?
Mitch Cleary or whatever. Anyway, and then we found out on the same day what you get up to on the weekend.
I go to an appointment and some, you know, I think it might take a half hour, but it might take an hour and a half. Like, so sometimes, you know, the day I get waylaid.
Pardon? That's between you and Tori.
Waylaid. I looked up the dictionary meaning and it said to be ambushed or to, for something to take longer than what you expect.
Cool.
So correct use of the word waylaid.
Everyone, well done. Well done, everyone. Great work.
Just because you haven't heard of a word doesn't mean it's not in the dictionary.
Good point. What do you got for the three votes?
No, before we get to the three, you were always having a crack at me about being distracted, just like you were then.
You when literally were looking at, and I would say don't buy that shirt you're looking at because it doesn't suit you.
But you got distracted yesterday, I'm led to believe.
Adam
Saad, when he kicks the ball. Oof, there's Eugene Warrior. G'day, Huge. Saw Eugene on the weekend. Sorry, I get distracted during this. Eugene, it was like, Petrarca!
Oh, no, but you're in the middle of having a conversation. Bryce is, you know, the guy who's helping out. He's filling in and he's making a point. And then, oh, Eugene Warrior's here. Oh, g'day, mate. Like,
so good.
You weren't even engaged with what Bryce
He said he
was
listens
saying.
To the show. I saw him at the footy
on the
weekend.
I know, but what about poor Bryce? He was making a point that you were just looking
true.
Into space out in the window.
I'll try to be more focused. But you and I, we can be honest with each other, right, as we get to the three votes.
Yeah.
So when I leave Studio Lumo a lot later than you, I feel that you say you've got to go see a man about a dog and you've got to go do things.
Yeah.
But I only found out recently doing some compliance training yesterday where basically everything goes to air. You've been practicing some things in the studio with the microphones on that I didn't know about.
What?
I feel like you've been doing your own recording sessions and they have been brought to my attention today. I won't name Trav, who allowed me to hear this audio. So let me play the first one for you. This is your preview for Adelaide and Carlton this weekend.
Jared, you know I'm not one for big statements, but I just have a feeling the Crows are about to embark on a winning run. They have superstars all over the park. Sam Berry is ready to explode at an FL level. Chase Jones is threatening to break a game right open any week, and Patrick Parnell looks like the next Caleb Daniel. I'm backing the Crows to beat Carlton by 57 this weekend, and the Fog will kick 8. That's AI.
That's, mate, this is the audio I've been given, and I was shocked when I heard that.
What about when it said AFL?
Because then I heard the next one, which is the 3 votes from Mark Bickley.
Jared, I must admit that watching Port Adelaide play at the moment, I'm developing a real soft spot. If they win the flag this year, I will become a Port fan for life. I'm wanting to get my lawyer involved here. I'm being misrepresented.
There's the 3 votes to Mark
Bickley. That's amazing. So that's literally, you can come out and say, that's AI generated that.
It is. It sounds
a little bit robotic.
It sounds very robotic and like you haven't spent a lot of time living in Australia.
Jared, I must admit that watching Port Adelaide play at the moment, I'm developing a real soft spot. If they win the flag this year, I will become a Port fan for life.
It's just outstanding. There's your 3 votes. Connor Lena at the Brighton Trophy Centre. Wrap up the show next.